Okay, we are holding the second wide line of Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We're going to learn Yud Dalet Amud Beis today. The second wide line we're already up to. We're going to try to finish up the parak. Let's see if we can finish up the parak today. The first parak of Maseches Tainis. Shalchu Lebnei Nineveh. The people of Nineveh sent a letter to Rebbe, the Rebbe in Chutz Laretz. Kigon Ananda, Afilu B'Tekufas Tamuz Binun Mitra Hechi Navid. We who need rain, even during the summertime, even during Tamuz, what should we do in terms of our fast days? Ki Yechidim Daminan? Are each of us considered like a Yachid who needs rain, or do we have the din of a community like a tzibur that needs rain? In what are they asking? Do we consider ourselves like yichidim and therefore say anenu when we fast for rain during the bracha of shomei tefila, or do we assume that we are like a rabbim and therefore we add an extra bracha of anenu in birchas hashanim? We should ask for rain in the bracha of birchas hashanim like we would in the winter time. So shalach lehu ki yichidim damisu b'shomei tefila. So his answer was, you have a din of a yachid, and you would say anenu during shomei tefila. So the Gemara says, meisvei, is that really so? Amar Rav Yehuda, emasai b'zman shashanim k'siknan. When is the order of the fast days for rain, like the Mishnayos have laid them out for us with the days of Kislev, etc.? That's only when the harvest season is in Nisan and the planting is in Cheshvan, then the normal things are running as normal. Yisrael shuli nalad masr, and the Jewish people are living in Eretz Yisrael. Avul bizman hazeh, but nowadays, where Klal Yisrael is no longer in Eretz Yisrael, and the normal cycle of the year doesn't happen like it did when we were in Eretz Yisrael. Hakolafi hashanim, everything should go based on the seasons of where you live. Hakolafi hamakom is based on the place where you live. Hakolafi hazman, based on the time that you live. So if that's their normal cycle, so then they should not have a din of yichidim. So Gemara answers, Amalei masnisa ramis alei de Rebbe. What, you're going to ask a kasha on Rebbe because you have a brisa that says against Rebbe? Rebbe tana hu upalag. Rebbe is a tana. He's a lot to argue on the Braisa. So that's a concept. Rebbe Tanu Hu Palig. Rebbe is a Tanu who's allowed to argue on the Braisa. So again, Machlokas Tanaim, when to say Anenu, or where to say Anenu, in places that need rain in the summertime. Places that need rain during summer. Good. So that's a machlokas tanaim. So once we explain that this is a machlokas tanaim, my haviyala, how do we pass? Rav Nachman amar, b'birchas hashanim, rav sheshes amar b'shomei tefila, v'hilchsa b'shomei tefila. So Rav Nachman says we say in birchas hashanim, rav sheshes in shomei tefila, and we paskin in shomei tefila. So let's just add that to that main point. We paskin in shomei tefila. Good. So now we mentioned the Mishnah that in the last seven fast days we do less business and we open the stores differently. In that Bisheni on the Monday, we close the store entirely. Matin im chashecha, but we open up the door a little bit as it's getting dark, as the day is ending. But we don't open up the store fully at all on the Monday. Ubechamishi, but on that Thursday, kol hayom mipnei kavod Shabbos. You got to leave the store open all day long because of kavod Shabbos. So yibayilu hechi katani. How do the bnei yeshiva read that? Meaning, how should we read that Mishnah about opening the store on Thursday? Basheni matin im chashecha bechamishi kol hayom mipnei kavod Shabbos. Doesn't mean that on Monday we open the door a little bit as it's getting dark, and on Thursday we open the door a little bit all day long? Or, Odilma b'sheni matin uv'chameshi poschen kol hayom kulo. Or should we read it that on Monday we open the door a little bit as it gets dark, and on Thursday we open it wide open all day long? So Gemara brings a braisa to answer this suffix. Tashma detanya b'sheni matin ad erev. On Monday we open the door a little bit as it gets dark. Uv'chameshi poschen kol hayom kulo mipnei kvod Shabbos. And on Thursday we open it up all day long for Shabbos. Haylo shnei psachim. If you have two doors to your store, poseach echad v'noel echad. You keep one door locked and one door open on Monday. Haylo itztava. If you have a step up keneged pischo near your door, that which is in the store can't be seen clearly by people walking by, poseach kedarko v'nechoshish. Then you should open up the door normally, and you don't have to worry about anything even on Monday, because you need people to be able to see what's going on inside. So you see clearly in the braisa that on Thursday you're allowed to open up the door entirely all day long. So let's make that a main point. On Mondays we open stores open doors to the stores a little late in the day on Thursday, but Thursday we open the doors wide all day long. Good. So when we said in the Mishnah, Avruelu, if those 7 fast days passed for Lonanu, and we still weren't answered, Mimatin, Mimasa, Matin, then we stopped doing business, Uvabinyan, Uvinatiyah, and we don't do as much building or planting. So Gemara is going to bring a Brisa that sort of qualifies these halachas. So Tana, the Brisa taught, Binyan means Binyan Shal Simcha, that we shouldn't be involved in a Binyan in the type of building that causes great Simcha. But if you need to build, your house fell down, and you need to build so you have a place to live, that's permissible. And also netiyah shel simcha. Planting also means planting for the sake of simcha. Seizu binyan shel simcha. What's the definition of binyan shel simcha? Zeh bona beis chasnus lebeno. That refers to someone who's building a wedding hall for his son. Eizu netiyah shel simcha. What's planting of simcha? That's zeh anoteya la barvan ki shel malachim. That's someone who's planting for a garden of a king. But if you're planting just for basic sustenance, that you're allowed to do. Now the Mishnah said also we don't do she'ela shalom. So Tanu Rabban chaverim ain she'ela shalom beinehen. That the Talmidei Chachamim don't have any she'ela shalom, but Amei Aretz she'shalin machzirin lahem. Meaning Talmidei Chachamim during this time when it hasn't rained, Talmidei Chachamim shouldn't greet each other at all. But Amei Aretz who greet Talmidei Chachamim, machzirin lahem b'safar rafa v'choved rosh. The Talmidei Chachamim should respond in a way that's clearly recognizable that something's wrong, right? With he should speak low and as if he's very serious. V'hein mis'atvin v'yoshin ka'avelim v'chomimnudin, and Talmidei Chachamim should wrap up their heads like they're sitting in avelos, k'bnei adam anazuf l'makom, like Hashem is angry at them, ad she'irachmu aleim min ha'shamayim, until they have rachmanus on them, until Hashem has rachmanus on them. So, after the 7 fast days, let's make a main point, after the 7 fast days, no binyan u'netiyah shel simcha, no binyan u'netiyah shel simcha, and Talmidei Chachamim don't do she'ilas shalom. Good, so says Gemara Amar Blazer, Ein adam chashav rashi lipol al panav, elim kei nenek Yoshua ben Nun. This is a Gemara Megillah as well, that ben adam chashav is not allowed to fall on his face and say tachnun unless he knows that he's going to be answered like Yoshua ben Nun. Shemar v'yom Hashem el Yeshua, kum leich lama za'ata nofal al panecha. Get up and go, why are you falling on your face? And the reason he shouldn't be mevazeh himself, if he's not going to, ben adam chashav shouldn't humiliate himself by falling on his face unless he knows that it's going to help. V'amar Blazer, Ein adam chashav rashi lachkor sak. Elim kenena ki Yahurim ben Achav. An Adam Chashav is not allowed to wear sackcloth when he davens, unless he knows that he's going to be answered like Yahurim ben Achav, who was answered when he wore sackcloth. Shenemar veikishma melech is divrei yisha veikras begadav uover alechoma vayara am vinei sack al besaro. And on that day, his tefillah was answered, and Elisha gave the nevuah that there's going to be a lot of grain coming up. So another main point: Adam Chashav shouldn't fall on his face or wear sackcloth unless he knows he'll be answered, unless he knows his tefillah will be answered. I don't know how you would know, but we're assuming that somehow an Adam Chashuv would know. So once we bring the idea about the tefillah of Yoshua and falling on the face, and the tefillah of Yehoram with the wearing sackcloth, the Gemara brings another idea about these types of hanhagos. Amar Blazar, lo akol bekriya. Not everyone is answered by tearing their clothing. V'lo akol benefila. Not everyone is answered by falling on their faces. Moshe v'Aaron benefila. Moshe and Aaron were answered when they fell on their face. Yoshua v'Kaliv bekriya. Yoshua and Kaliv were answered when they tore their clothing. Moshe v'Aaron benefila. We find that Moshe and Aaron were answered when they fell on their face. Duchsiv, because the pasuk says ve'yipol. Moshe v'Aaron al paneim. Moshe and Aaron fell on their faces. Yoshua v'Kaliv b'kriya, and Yoshua and Kaliv we know were answered when they tore kriya. Dichsev, because the pasuk says Yoshua b'Nun v'Kaliv b'Nifuna. karu bigdayim, that they tore their clothing. So the Gemara asks Rav Lazar, who learns from Yoshua that he only tore his clothing. Maskar b'zeir vitem Rav Shua bar Nachmani, yaviksiv Yoshua. If it would have said Yoshua without the vav, then I would have said kidikarmat, like you said, that he was answered just with kriya. Hashu d'chsiv v'Yoshua, is now that it says v'Yoshua, that implies hava ha'avid, that he did both, that he fell on his face and he tore kriya. Another idea, the name of that same amora, va'amra blazer. Blazer says that in the end of days, when the geula is going to come, so all the nations of the world are going to give honor to the Jewish people, but lo ha'kol b'kima, not everyone is going to stand for the Jewish people, lo ha'kol b'shtachavaya, and not everyone is going to bow to the Jewish people. Hamalach b'kima, the kings of the nations will stand out of honor for the Jewish people, the sarim b'shtachavaya, and the officers will bow. Malachim b'kima d'chsev kamar Hashem gal Yisrael kadosho levazon nefesh l'mitov gai lavin mashlim malachim yir v'kamu. So it says v'kamu by kings, sarim b'shtachavaya d'chsev sarim v'yishtachavu. So you see the word ishtachavaya when it comes to the officers. Maskar b'zeir v'item Rav Shobar Nachmani iav v'ksev v'sarim yishtachavu k'dekamrit. If it would have said v'sarim yishtachavu, then you'd be right. Hasha d'chsev sarim v'yishtachavu hava ha'avid. Now that it says sarim v'yishtachavu, it implies that they did both, that the sarim would stand and bow. Amar Rav Nachman Yizakaf ani omer lo akol la'ora, not everyone is going to be zocha to light la'asad lavo, v'lo akol la'simcha, and not everyone is going to get simcha la'asad lavo. Tzadikim la'ora, yesharim la'simcha. Tzadikim are going to get ora, whatever that means, the special light in the future world, and yesharim, people who are honest and straight, are going to get simcha, which is an even higher level. Tzadikim la'ora, how do I know tzadikim are going to get or? D'chsiv or zarua la'tzadik. Uli yesharim simcha, but yesharim get simcha. D'chsiv uli yeshrei leiv simcha, that yeshrei leiv get simcha. So let's summarize. Last point. Some people are answered with kriya, and some with nefila. So there are three sum and sums. A, some people answer with kriya, some with nefila. B, some goyim will stand for us, and some will bow. And C, some people will have ora and others simcha in the next world. That is the last main point in the parak. Hadran alach me'imasai be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. We will next time begin the second parak of Maseches Tainis.